Whale. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And I'm going to ask my producer if he'll try to get Mark Angel on the line here for the first half hour, and we'll try to get Sharon on the second half hour. But if my producer will try to get Mark Angel, why, we'll be talking a little bit about what's happening financially in the country. And certainly the figure we keep hearing over and over again is about 10,000 people every day go ahead and actually get a notice of foreclosure. Well over a million. We don't know how many homes have been foreclosed on, but certainly it's well over a million. Maybe it's a couple of million. It's said that as many as 10 million Americans may lose their homes before this is over. Certainly the Obama administration is coming up with some sort of a program, but then so did the Bush administration come up with a program, and it just didn't work. And certainly Sheila Bair from the FDIC tried to come up with a program. They had all the homes that been, they were in foreclosure, were going to go into foreclosure. I think they were with IndyMac, and so they tried to come up with a program, and they did keep some of the people in their homes, but within a few months, why, at least over 50% of the mortgages that they'd renegotiated had gone broke. And so Basically, we see real problems. I don't really think that the Obama administration's going to solve the problem or try to solve the problem, because if they could, of course, solve the problem of these collateralized debt obligations, and what they really ought to do, if they want to solve the problem, would be simply put the money up and buy up all the obligations, go to the banks that issued these fraudulent notes, and go to the rating companies that gave the fraudulent ratings, the AAA ratings, on things that were really a little better than junk bonds. And so they hold these people responsible. The major banks, and we're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, they've got trillions of dollars salted away here, there, and elsewhere. Nobody knows how much money they really have, and this would not be a problem. The only trouble is they don't want to solve the problem, because, of course, there's a little group that runs the country. You can find their names at augustreview.org. That's augustreview.org or .com. Get the list of the members of the Trilateral Commission there. There's only 87 Americans in the Northern California chapter. And you'll be surprised to find the names of the people who were running the Obama administration, plus the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, plus the president of Goldman Sachs, plus the people who run a Citigroup. So all the major banks are tied into this, and if not into the Trilateral Commission, into the Council on Foreign Relations. Nothing as it appears to be. They don't want to solve the problem. After all, if they solved the problem, Europe would not go into chaos. Asia would not go into chaos. America would not go into chaos. They want the problem because they want a solution. A new world order, a new world financial system, and a new world government. Well, with us on the line is Mark Angel from Help You Out of Debt, and he's going to tell us a little this evening, first half of the program, what he and his friends are doing to try to help people who've got themselves head over heels in debt for their credit cards. Hi, Mark. How are you doing tonight? Oh, well, we didn't have Mark there. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
We really appreciate you, you know, working with us.
Well, fine. Tell us how things are going. Are more and more people, you know, trying to get out of the credit card debt?
Yeah, people are more and more. I'm getting more calls every day. The volume's starting to build here a little bit. I think a lot of people have been like holding on for hope, hoping that some of the government plans are going to bail them out, and then they're getting their, you know, credit card bills, and the credit card companies are changing the terms on their bills, so they go from 4% to 29%, or they had a 0% finance situation, and they missed their payment by 2 days, and they, you know, Bank of America leads the pack. They just like to automatically 29.9%. You know, if you miss your payment, they're going to take you to 29.9. They're going to get their money back in a hurry. You know, they're borrowing at 1%, but they're lending it out to the credit card people at 29.9%. That's a pretty good spread for those people.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Mark, you go ahead and pick up the story there.
Oh, not a problem, Dr. Stan. Today's Wall Street Journal is good follow up on what you were just talking about, you know, Europe and, you know, who's making the money. What's in the bonus figures? What's accurate about Wall Street? You know, projection is that there were bonus payouts, of over $18.4 billion, which is kind of a fudged number. They really don't know what the number is because that's just the people that are in the securities industry. That doesn't count the people that are running the banks or the other backroom operations and things like that. And that's one of the figures, I guess, Mr. Obama has, you know, tried to cut off, saying, you know, we're going to limit bonuses to $20 billion. Well, that's what he can see. He doesn't see what's behind the scenes or what's behind the story, as you allude to a lot of times. And I think a lot of consumers get blindsided by what the banks do to them with their credit cards, as far as that's concerned. And, you know, it's open season on the consumer. The regulators, at least until July 10th, 2010, unless they change their mind, as you know and I know, they can do it at will, they can do what they want to the consumer. If they see something about your spending patterns, if you're late, they can change the terms and conditions on your accounts anytime that they want to. I hear more and more stories every day where people, you know, took advantage of a 0% offer. They didn't realize that if they didn't pay it off or set up a payment schedule, that their rates were going to jump to astronomical numbers. We've got people that I talk to who are doing balance transfers or cash advances to keep afloat. Their mortgages afloat. Their families afloat, either because their mortgage payments have gone up because of adjustments to their interest rates, or they're just trying to keep their head above water. They've lost a job, whatever. And they're coming to us to see what we can do to help. And what we do to help people is we work as an intermediary between them and the banks to get reductions in their current outstanding debt in the area between 40 to 60% by putting them into one of our programs where they aren't paying the credit card companies. They pay into a trust account. And we go in and negotiate the debt down and get it lower between 40 to 60%. We get them out of debt anywhere from 18 to 40 some months, depending upon the individual circumstances of what the person can afford, where they're totally going to be out of their unsecured debt within that time frame. The consultation that we do for people is free. They can go out to my website. I implore people. If you don't know where you stand or where your bills stand or what's coming in and what's going on.
Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mark is simply telling us that what they do, of course, they become an intermediary between the individual and the people who have the credit card debt. And these companies are pretty heartless, and you really find it very difficult to negotiate with them. But that is, of course, what Mark and his firm do, and there are other firms that do this. But they know how to negotiate a reduction in credit card debt. And once the credit card companies are going to get a certain amount of money, why they will actually, negotiate down. And what do you say, 40 to 60% you can actually get off what they owe?
Yeah, typically that's where we're gonna achieve, I tell clients when I talk to them, I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. Sometimes we do better than the plan that we do, and that just means that the term of the program is going to be shortened. If we have excess funds, then we're going to refund those funds to the client as far as what we do for people. Average time that a person is in our program, over half the people that come in our program, Dr. Stan, even though I might set somebody up on a 36 or 40 month program, over the last 8 years, the people that have entered our program, the 50% of them come decide after they see that we're for real, we can do the things that we do, come up and they complete our programs in 24 months. It's amazing. Or We manage to get those type of results that are better than are expected by our clients. And we always have them save a little bit more so we don't have to go back to them at a later date and say, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't save enough money in our plan and your creditors aren't going to do it. We work on a 50% schedule because historically that's what we know will work, where we don't typically have to go back to a client and say, oh, there's not enough there to settle your debt. And there's a lot of companies out there that will sit there and say, well, I could save you 40 cents on a dollar or whatever. I'd like to say I could do that in every case, but in every case that's not true. But on average, we know, you know, based on the thousands of cases and the millions of dollars that we've settled over the years, that's a good number to work with for people. And we're very successful. And if people will follow the instructions that we give them when they enter our program and the package that we give them, we're gonna get them in a better situation, and so they come out the other side of this bad economic downturn and be debt free on the credit side and rebuild their lives. And I know what I typically do on your program, I like to use this illustration of an average person probably has $25,000 in debt on a credit card or unsecured loans of some sort. And if that interest rate on that $25,000 is 18.9%, and they only make those minimum payments on that credit card, they'll be making that minimum payment for over 30 years, and they'll be paying back almost four times the original balance, or $97,000 plus. If you take that same person at $25,000 and the interest rate is up by to 24.9%, and they only make that minimum 2% payment, that doubles to 10 times the original debtor, or $240,000+. And then my favorite example, and there's a lot of people out there, 29.9%, and 25,000, and they make that minimum 2% payment. They're going to pay $646,000 back. It's going to take them over $30,000. And there's no mortgage on the house. They've got nothing out there. All they've done is become a slave to their credit card companies.
Well, you know, I would think that if the current administration really was concerned about this, instead of course giving a massive stimulus bill, which of course is going to cost, we figured out, if for 3 million new jobs, $787 billion, if we just that would be about $260,000 to $270,000 for each one of those jobs you're going to create, if they really wanted to do something.
Yeah, but the common person's not going to get that $270,000.
Of course, a lot of it's going to funnel into the friends of the Obama administration and building projects, so that of course we can make jobs over in China, because of course they initially wanted to put provisions in that said buy American. They're going to have to buy the steel and the other things for the construction projects here in America, but Obama would not allow that. He said, you've got to modify it. Buy American as long as it goes along with existing law. And, of course, the existing law requires there will be no tariffs. So all these people who think that there's going to be jobs in the steel industry or in the other production industries here in America have once again been taken in. All you do is just change one or two words, and it changes the entire meeting. And Congress says, well, we said buy American. And Obama said, I said buy American, too, as long as you go along with existing law that requires we bring in the steel from other countries. So that's what the tariff laws were. They were put there to transfer America's wealth to other countries. Well, certainly, why can't they simply, back in Washington, D.C., pass legislation that say, look, this is usury. I mean, 29% interest, you know, is simply wrong. You can't charge more than, say, 8% interest on a credit card. Why can't they simply pass that legislation and relieve a lot of these people from their debt?
Because they got to go back to the Supreme Court. That goes back to the 90s when this all came about. That stated, even though a state may have usury laws, like Arkansas, I think has a usury law, says you can't charge more than 8%, so long as your business is within the state of Arkansas. But if you house your business outside of the state of Arkansas, like in North or South Dakota, which is where it started, where back at that time they needed jobs. And they changed their usury laws so long as it went to where the business was housed. So that state had no usury laws. So the state jurisdiction got outstripped by the federal jurisdiction. And the bottom line is the banks could charge whatever they want. I have one of the clients I talk about in the past. I got one, you know, one of the major credit card companies, 32% interest. It's, you know, there's no way somebody can get out from under it. I was talking to someone today from New York, and he says, you know, I might as just go out to, on the corner, you know, my local barber shop or down by one of the union halls or whatever, and, you know, go borrow from the mob for those kind of rates. You know, it's just like paying juice. And the only difference is they got white collars on instead of white or wide pinstripes and black shirts, as far as that's concerned. So, but, you know, what people, you know, aren't doing is what they're doing is they're just using up all their available credit, and which is probably one of the worst things that they can do. If you recognize today that you can't pay your payments and you're using that those last bits of credit availability on your lines of credit, it's going to come back and bite you right in the rear end. Come and talk to companies like myself, whether it's talk to me, talk to somebody else, talk to a friend, talk to your pastor, talk to somebody, but seek out and do something about it today. Because the day of reckoning on the credit cards is going to come, and you can't make those bills anymore, and the people are going to get nasty, and the rates are going to get higher, and the late charges and the fees that they add up on top of the 29.9%, you know, it's going to add up to 30% and 35%, 40% by the time it's all said and done. This is a perfectly legal and legitimate way to reduce your debt and mitigate the situation and get your life back. You know, there's so many people today that I talk to, you know, no overtime. In the state of California where you and I are at, our wonderful governor's furloughing the state employees. They got to take off every other Friday. That's like a 10% pay reduction. Well, a lot of people spent up to that level. How do you sit there and say, you're going to have 10% less to pay your bills and make it work? People just can't make that adjustment immediately. They can't just go out and find that part-time job, and that part-time job is probably not there. Right now, and I think we're about to hit 10% here, there will be something like 6 to 8 people available for every job in the state of California because our unemployment rate right now is at like 9.3%.
I fear you're absolutely right. I fear things are just going to get worse. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mark, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Mark, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out so in case there are people out there that are looking for help, why they know how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. Our toll-free number is 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. Our website is www.help.com. A lot of good information out on our website that talks about your options, and I like to talk about that a little bit on your program. Actually, I get a lot of compliments from some of your listeners about how we do try and provide some good information to people. But what are your options? You can stay the course, make your minimum payments, be enslaved for the next 30 days by making, or 30 years. I'd like to think it was 30 days, but the next 30 years to your credit card companies. You can take a look at bankruptcy, but you have to make sure that you qualify for it. A lot of information on my website under the Your Options tab. Just click on bankruptcy, and there's paragraph upon paragraph about Chapter 7 and Chapter 13, as well as a link to the U.S. Justice Department website on bankruptcy. That's always an option. You can take a look at credit counseling. That's always an option. They may get a reduction in your interest rates or whatever, but they're not going to get you any reduction in the principal balances that you have out there. And if you're in a program or considering a program, look at the contract very carefully. They don't work for you. They work for the credit card companies. In the debt settlement industry, we work for our clients. We don't work for the credit card companies, as far as that's concerned. Make sure if you're looking at the option that the people that you're dealing with are accredited and certified debt arbitrators, as well as that they're affiliated with the Association of Debt Settlement Companies, which sets the standards by which they're going to deal with the consumer. So that they're fairly treated, that we disclose all of the information, our fees, our services, what can happen to you. I actually was auditing some calls from another company today, where people were sitting there saying, well, yeah, you know, you're not going to get any collection calls, and that people can't take a look at if you've got equity in your home about getting judgments against you. That's not true. The credit card companies do have the right to do that in cases where they believe they can prevail.
Hold that thought right there, Mike. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mark Angel, and of course, help you out of debt. We've got Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
Herman calling from Carmel was saying, but you know, if you do go into this program, the Help You Out of Debt program, won't that influence your credit rating or FICO, what do you call it, a FICO score?
Absolutely. The FICO score is kind of a gauge of how people make payments. And actually on my website, Herman, if you go take a look out, there's a blog out there that talks about your credit in a debt settlement program versus bankruptcy versus if you went into a credit counseling type of a situation and how it's going to be looked at and how your credit's going to be recovered after you've gone through one of these programs. Because when we do that, what's going to show up instead of a charge-off, if you don't pay your bill at all, and banks are required after a certain period of time to charge off their debt on their balance sheets, and then that has to be reported out to credit agencies. And that's the last thing that gets reported out there. And then when you go in and settle the debt, and we give you documentation in the settlement that you can provide to the agencies, which will change it from a charge-off to settled balance zero, which, on my website, like I was talking about, there's a blog out there that talks about, there was an independent study done, it's called the NERA Report, by out of a think tank in New York. We, as an industry, had nothing to do with that. That actually talks about how credit and credit scores are impacted. And one of the things that that people gauge people on is their credit history. Now, Herman, I don't know how old you are, but gauging by your voice, you sound like you're maybe in your mid to late 40s, maybe early 50s. You've been around for a long time, and you probably have a credit history of 20-plus years in the system. Those are things or factors that go into the FICO scoring. Of course, that's the mystery. How does the FICO score come about? But, you know, when you go into a program, is your credit going to be affected? Absolutely. Anybody who tells you that your credit's not going to be affected, I'll go back to some of the calls I was auditing today. I was listening to some people who were talking about a debt settlement with prospective clients as far as that's concerned. And they were saying to people, well, no, it's not going to affect your credit. I am going to be quite upfront with people, and I'm upfront with all my clients. Absolutely, initially, it's going to affect your credit. Until you go through the program, until we get through the settlements or whatever, then that's when, you know, your credit starts to recover from the process. But it's a less of a ding to your credit to go through one of these programs than if you had filed bankruptcy or if you'd gone into a credit counseling situation, because both of those become public record for over 10 years.
You know, my feeling is that you ought to quit borrowing money so you don't need credit. Stop borrowing money. Stop using your credit card. And this is how the American people have got into the mess we are today. And the era that I was raised in, you didn't buy things until you could pay for them. The only thing you ever bought on time was the house, and the rest of it you paid for in cash or in a layaway program. Anything else, Herman, before we let you go?
Do you feel, Mark, that after this process is over, in other words, what's happening in our country financially, that Americans may have the same attitude that our forefathers did after the Great Depression, because they were so burned with what's happened?
I can tell you matter-of-factly, then, because we keep statistics on the clients that go through our program, and believe it or not, 80% of the people that go through our program never want to see a credit card and complete our program, never want to see another credit card.
I think that's
ever again.
I think that's the best way
to do it. We do exit polls on the people, and they say, you know, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air. And Saturday Night Live was ahead of their time. There was a skit that was done several years ago called Don't Buy What You Can't Afford. If you go out on Google and put SNL, Don't Buy What You Can't Afford, there's a little blurb that they did that was kind of several years ago before this crisis ever happened, as kind of a spoof on the credit card situation. But, you know, the thinking in America today is, well, so if I really want something, I go out and buy it on credit. You know, there's the inducement by the furniture companies or the car companies. We're going to make it so easy for you, and we're going to give you 0% financing or whatever. But let me tell you, they calculate that into the profit margin on the product that they're selling to you.
The hope is
that at the end, you don't make it, and then the interest rates kick in, and they got you over a barrel.
Mark, let's once again give out your telephone number and your website.
Sure. Our toll-free number, 866-374-3101. Again, 866-374-3101, and the website, www.helptheletteruoutofdebt.com.
Well, thank you very much. Herman, thanks very much for calling, and Mark, God bless. We'll talk to you later. Probably
thanks
talk to you next
time. Thanks again, Dr. Smith, for having us. You have
bye-bye.
A blessed day.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to get our guests for the next half hour. Otherwise, it's going to be open lines. And, of course, there's just so much to talk about, what's happening financially throughout the world. Certainly, they're not emphasizing here in the United States what's going on in Europe, but certainly many of the countries in Eastern Europe are facing simply financial collapse. And what had happened in so many of these countries, even in places like Poland, where you know they were really fairly financially sound. People wanted to borrow money to buy a home. Well, that sounds really great. So we'll go ahead and borrow money. You'll borrow money, say, at 3% interest in Swiss francs. And Swiss francs are wonderful currency. And so you borrow the money in Swiss francs to pay for your home in Poland. And then the value of the Polish money goes down, and the value of the Swiss money goes up, and the interest rate suddenly goes up, and you are in a terrible, terrible strait, and you've got to go ahead and pay that, the funds back in Swiss francs, and a lot of people in Poland are losing their homes. Well, right now, let's go to our guest for the second half hour. Her name is Sharon Harris, and she's with Heart and Body Extract. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad we were able to get you on and to tell us, our listeners here, a little bit about a heart and body extract, what it is, how it works, and why you believe people ought to be taking it. So how did you ever come up with the formula for heart and body extract?
Well, what happened when I was 45 going on 46, that's like 7 years ago now, I started to develop some serious heart problems. I had very high blood pressure, 160 over 110. I also had a regular heartbeat, and I also had congestive heart failure. All these things were happening at the same time, and it really was quite scary. With the high blood pressure, I would have headaches and have nosebleeds and dizzy spells, and high blood pressure can lead to heart attack and stroke, so I was very, very fearful of that. With the congestive heart failure, I had swelling of the legs and the ankles. I was very tired, very fatigued, very lethargic, would have to have a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that kind of thing. So I had tried many different things to help myself. I tried many different herbal formula, many different teas and vitamins and minerals. In desperation, I finally said, okay, I'll go on high blood pressure pills, although I didn't want to because I was afraid of the negative side effects. And indeed, I did have negative side effects of confusion and going to the bathroom like crazy.
Hold that thought for just a moment here, and
sure.
We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest for the last half hour is Sharon Harris, and she's with a product called Heart and Body Extract. And Sharon was just saying that when she was 45, 46 years old, she developed some cardiac problems and congestive heart failure and swelling of her ankles and all sorts of problems, high blood pressure. And so she eventually tried the various things that were offered to her, took the high blood pressure medication. She got all sorts of complications from it. And so anyway, she's feeling pretty bad. She's still a young woman and pretty doing very, very poorly. So after trying the conventional treatments, what happened, Sharon?
Well, I really didn't last on the conventional treatment very long, maybe a couple of days, because I thought all this going to the bathroom and all this confusion, I couldn't even talk to her. I thought, gee, I really don't want to live like that either. I mean, I thought it was awful. So I prayed to the Lord, and then what happened was I thought of a master herbologist who I have known for quite some time. And I thought, if I can't find something that will help myself, let's create something that will help me and others. And so what I did was I collaborated with Greg. He's out of British Columbia. He is a master herbologist. And I told him about my situation, and together we collaborated and we discussed the different ingredients that we would use. And so we came to the decision of deciding on herbs that would be very safe, with that in mind of many people are on multiple medications when they first try a formula, and so we wanted it to be safe. I was thinking ahead that far, and we also decided to have these different herbs that we decided on so that we could help with a number of different things, like balancing blood pressure, helping to regulate heart rate, helping with congestive heart failure, helping with cleaning arteries, etc. So we did decide on garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. The formula is a liquid. Liquids are best. You have the best absorption, the best assimilation. The proportion's very important. The synergy is very important. So he created the formula. It didn't take him very long to do it. Within a couple of weeks of using the heart and body extract, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. I really couldn't believe my good fortune. I kept taking the blood pressure over and over again. And I said to my husband, does that look right? 120 over 70? He says, yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says. So indeed it was true. And I was so excited because, hey, no more nosebleeds, and I wasn't dizzy anymore, and those headaches were gone, and I was feeling much more calm, and that I would not, you know, be in danger of having a possible stroke or heart attack. The irregular heartbeat problem improved for me within a few days, 4 to 5 days or so, rather than having the racing heart and the skipping of the beats and the palpitations that would really hurt, that was disappearing. And within a month, the swelling of my legs was going away. I was able to wear my normal shoes again, and my energy was improving. So I thought, this is working for me. I knew that that was working for me. And in the first year of being involved with Heart and Body, I was skeptical and careful. I thought, well, it worked for me, but is it going to work for other people? So we slowly told people about it, and one person after another person after another person were getting results. So I was excited then.
All right, fine. Well, because I've been taking it. In fact, I was a little frightened, you know, with the idea you put 15 drops in the center of your tongue, but I found the solution. You simply put in a teaspoon and put the teaspoon under your tongue, and you get a little the pepper response to cayenne pepper response initially, and then, of course, eventually, why you sort of look forward to it. It's an unusual phenomenon, and I have noticed a little change in the swelling of my leg, because I do have congestive heart failure. I noticed in the morning, I was rather surprised. It wasn't anywhere near as dramatic as it ordinarily had been in the morning. So I hope it's helping. And you have built up quite a following with your health and body extract, haven't you?
Yeah, we have been around for 7 years, and we have helped thousands of people now, actually tens of thousands. And with the power of the Internet and the power of websites and with the power of online streaming and people able to listen to radio shows in different parts of the world. I mean, we do have customers in different parts of the world, like Malaysia, Singapore, Japan, all over the place, really. It's kind of exciting, really, because we have a website, and we have all these orders coming in 24/7. People are hearing about it. We have a lot of referrals, and we do really get great results. So it's a wonderful thing to see that nature can actually provide the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, phytonutrients that your body needs so it can heal itself.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a good question for Sharon. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have any comments or questions, why, this is the person to ask. She's, is it Greg who's the chemist?
Greg is a herbalist. Right. He's a master herbologist, and he would be about one of the very, very best master herbologists available. He's very, very sensitive. He can go out into the bush, and he can tell a person what the name of the flower is or what the name of the plant is, what the plant is good for, when is the best time to harvest the plant, etc. So he's very, very astute, very sensitive, very, very creative and very good at what he does.
Well, now, what's the function of the cayenne pepper? Why does that help the heart and help the general metabolism?
Cayenne pepper is a very good carrier for promoting the synergy and the lifeblood, so to speak, of the whole formula. It is very, very important part of our formula. Cayenne would be one of the most important ingredients, and then garlic is very important, and then hawthorn berries would be number three.
Well, what's the function of hawthorn?
Well, hawthorn is very helpful for strengthening the heart. It's very helpful for protecting the heart. It's also very good for regulating heart rate and heartbeat. So that would be the main functions of hawthorn. Very protective type of herb, a very important part of our formula. The fact that our formula is organic is very important and well-crafted, so the quality of the herbs is very high.
All right, Fran, do you actually put this together yourself? Do you have a company that puts it, formulates it, or what?
Greg is the master herbologist, and he is the herbalist of our manufacturer. The manufacturer is out of British Columbia, and that particular manufacturer deals only in organic and well-crafted herbs, and they've been around for 30 years.
Well, you know, Chris, the idea that we would rely on herbs sounds a little strange, and yet, of course, this is where so many of the medications came from, and of course, the pharmaceutical industry hates them because you can't patent them, and they're not patentable. So they're only looking for maybe how they could take an herb and modify it some ways. They can put a patent on it, not make it any better, just put a patent on it so they can put it in their various products, and that's really where so many of the medicines we have today really came from. And after all, digitalis comes from the digitalis leaf. And atropine, so many of the medicines that fit into that category came from, from a belladonna, from a flower. And really so many of our products, the things that have medicinal of qualities, have actually come from the things that God put here on the earth, for us to utilize. But of course, the Chinese had discovered a lot of these things because they've been working at it for 5,000 years, compiled all sorts of books and charts on which herbs did what. And so, actually, I always wondered why there were so many laws and efforts to regulate Chinese herbs. I finally realized that it was because they worked and the pharmaceutical industry really didn't want any competition. And all this talk about, oh, we're here to help, we don't want to protect, we protect you from all these irresponsible people, had very little basis in reality. What they really want, and if you haven't read some of the books we have on what you should know about the drug company, written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel, certainly the most prestigious publication, most publication on a medical magazine in the country, the New England Journal of Medicine, what you should know about the drug companies, and you'll never look at any of the world through the same eyes again. And we've actually got several books on along that same line. But, of course, when you speak out on this, why, they're going to come after you and make your life miserable because you're talking about industries that will actually generate tens of billions of dollars every year, and they don't like things that help people that they can't control. Well, Sharon, certainly, what sort of response do you get from the people who take your product?
Well, everybody's unique. We're all different. Different people have different kind of problems, I should say. One of the things I really love about Heart and Body Extract is that it is an adaptogen type of formula whereby it's affecting the circulation throughout the whole body, feet, toes, neck, brain, everywhere in the whole body. So when your circulation is improved, then the nutrition can get into the cells better. And so, different areas of the body can be improved. I love to see people report that, they're able to hear better, the memory is better, the liver functions better, the kidney functions better, their heart functions better. And it makes perfect sense because it's affecting the circulation and it's affecting nutrition to get into the cell. So, you know, like I was mentioning, we're all different. Different people have different responses. Some people are slower. Some people are quicker. I talked, for example, to a gentleman that was ecstatic about our formula, but he didn't really see results until getting into his second bottle. But he was patient. He was persistent. He kept taking the formula, and his blood pressure dropped about 30 points or so over time. Then you might have someone that their blood pressure goes down in a week. Mine went 2 weeks. Some people 3 weeks. So we're all very, very unique. We're all very different. And the thing that I suggest to people is be patient. Come up about an inch, and that's 15 drops. Real easy. An inch from the bottom of the dropper. Put that underneath your tongue. Hold it there for a minute or two. Swallow. Doesn't matter whether you've eaten or not either, because it's not even going into your tummy. It's going more into your bloodstream. So how do you get a hold of us? The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. And the website is hbextract.com. Again, H as in Harry, B as in Bobby, extract.com. It is a very good website. It's a busy website. We have lots of testimonials on there and very interesting reading.
All right, fine. So this is Dr. Stan. If you're out there, have any question at all, why our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Sharon, who's on the front lines of this, and are you sort of the business manager for the company, whereas Greg's the chemist? How does it work?
Well, Heart and Body is our proprietary formula. Like, basically what I did was I hired Greg to create the formula. So he's the master herbologist, and when we do our batches, we, you know, maybe do 10,000, 20,000 bottles at a time. He oversees that everything is going properly with the batch being made. So, you know, I hire him. He doesn't have really anything to do with Healthy Hearts Club. He's a very valuable person who happens to be a master herbologist that we hire. So, yeah, that's how Greg fits in.
All right, fine. So you're really sort of the boss then?
Yeah. I'm the owner of Healthy Hearts Club, and basically we have many, many clients, many happy clients, and we don't have that many employees. We don't want to have that many employees, so we keep it small. But, yeah, we do very well, and we help a lot of people. That's the main thing.
Well, I'm sure glad. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to say before I let you go for the evening?
Let me see.
Okay, we can get your website off one more time and your telephone number, because that's what people need to remember.
Sure.
And
well, actually, I was going to mention something important. So we talked about how you use the product, 15 drops 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, evening. One question that's very important is Hearts and Body Extract safe to use with prescription drugs? Many, many, many of our clients phone and they are on 10, 15 different drugs. A drug for blood pressure, a drug for the regular heartbeat, a drug for the congestive heart failure, a drug for thinning the blood, etc., etc. So we have that question come up very, very frequently. Is it safe to use with prescription drugs? Hearts and Body Extract is basically a food supplement. It's a herbal formula. It's a food supplement. It is very safe. No negative side effects. Simply take our formula 1 hour apart from any drugs. The interesting thing is as the body is healing itself, as things are improving, you can work with your doctor to gradually wean yourself gently, slowly off of the medications. Many of our clients have significantly reduced the medications and in some cases actually got completely off of the drugs.
All right, well,
that's a wonderful thing.
Oh, it's certainly, the drugs are so fantastically expensive today, and certainly if you can get off of the drugs with your doctor's permission, why, you're a lot better off. Anyway, I guess it's been Sharon Harris from Health and Body Extract, thank you so very much for being with us, Sharon. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, fine. So we hope you enjoyed this. And this is the evening. We want to put on a couple of the people who are helping Radio Liberty. We just want to be able to maintain our base of stations across America, and we do have advertisers. Sharon does support Radio Liberty, as does Mark Angel, and we appreciate the support so we can be with you the rest of the evenings of the month. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you have a question, why, we have 3 minutes, and you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Some of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because that's how we keep our 65 outlets that we have across America and are able to reach people and begin to introduce them to an understanding of what's going on. And certainly people increasingly are willing to listen. They know something's wrong, but nobody will connect the dots for them, and our job is to connect the dots. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're carrying a new book. It's called The Money Creators. It was written back in 1935 by Gertrude Krugman, looking at what was happening in America when the bankers did just what they're doing today. They had actually, of course, rapidly expanded the money supply, lowered the interest rates, lowered the margin rates on the stock market. You could borrow money for 10%, 10% down and invest in stocks, and all of the stocks were going up. It seemed like the good times would never end. The local bellboy or the the janitor at the local hospital, they were all becoming multimillionaires. Everybody was getting rich. It was too good to be true, and it really was. It was all planned that way. And then, of course, when the central bank contracted the money supply and raised the interest rates and dried up the money, why, there was nothing to borrow, and people couldn't pay back their debts, and people were multimillionaires, were jumping out of the roofs of buildings. And that's exactly what they've done now. The Federal Reserve has dried up the money by paying interest on money that reserves that are deposited, and they've pulled in almost $500 billion from the banks across America. So the small banks don't have anything to loan, and the large banks, the J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, they're all part of the Trilateral Commission group that controls our economy, and they are simply not lending money. Recently, it was revealed that the banks that had gotten the TARP funds, the Troubled Asset Relief Program funds, that were supposed to have gone to buy up the collateralized debt obligations that were collapsing, the mortgage bonds that were out there, the companies that got the TARP funds, these big banks, had actually cut back on their lending. Why would they do that? They were giving the money to lend. That's what Henry Paulson told the American people. And the truth of the matter was, the whole idea was not to solve the problem, but to make it worse. And so the big banks are not lending. The small banks are not lending. That they do get loans for anything but home is why. I mean, the loan rates are just preposterous. The interest rates are preposterous. They're moving the credit card rates up to 10, 20, 30%, 32%. Understanding it's all contrived, they're going to collapse our economy, and they're going to destroy our currency and impoverish our people. You need to get my talk on the financial tsunami, and the syllabus goes with that, a talk I gave some years ago, but it's just as valid today, as we told you exactly what was going to happen. You need to get certainly my pamphlets on the history of money and the financial meltdown. That's the history of money, the financial meltdown. You need to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, The Fiat Money Inflation in France book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, and now the new book we're offering, The Money Creators, going into the background of how the hell they created the Great Depression. And, of course, they're doing the same thing today. They know exactly what they're doing. But now, of course, we can identify them very, very well. And they work through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission. And you certainly will want to read my November and December 2008 newsletters. We just completed the January newsletter. It'll be going out very, very soon. In other words, it's been completed for some time. But now it's been corrected and proofed, and all the various references have been verified. So give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get into these things we've talked about, and of course if you'd like to, again, our items, our newsletters, they're up on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can get them. They're there for free, and we want you to get them, read them, copy them, and get them out across America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, who does support Radio Liberty, but we support her. She does a good job for our listeners, and certainly we've never had one complaint from anybody that she's ever dealt with, which is more than I can say for a few other people. We finally had to just ask no longer to support Radio Liberty. We didn't want their support because we couldn't depend on them, but Melody's out there on the front lines trying to do a good job for people. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm just fine. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you to say those things.
Well, certainly. Well, they're true. I wouldn't say them if they were true. Tell me what's happening. I hear that a lot of people are suddenly beginning to wake up to the fact that there's a real problem out there.
Well, yes, they are. They're very concerned, and I believe they're beginning to realize that throwing the money at these problems will not solve anything. And they're certainly very concerned with what is happening. And the amounts of money that is being thrown at this so-called problem that we have, and they don't see any outlet. And I think there's a lot of inner injustices being built up as far as you have a lot of these people that are, you know, that worked hard, that lived within their means, who paid their bills, and now they're getting a little bit of a resentment of these people that didn't do so, and now they're getting bailed out by taxpayers' money. And so certainly there's a little bit of stress being built up in there, and people are beginning to look to see what they can do to protect what they have.
And, of course, it's very hard in times of a fiat money system to actually protect what you have. In fact, Alan Greenspan wrote a wonderful essay back in 1966, I think it was called Gold and Money, where he said gold is the only way for you to protect your wealth in a fiat money system, and that's why the people who run the welfare state don't want you to have gold, because they don't want you to have any way to protect your wealth. So right now, of course, fortunately, people can accumulate things, but they've got to get out of paper dollars, because down the line we're going to have runaway inflation, and they know that. They have actually, if you've seen the charts that are up on the internet, what they've done with the monetary base, it looks like the hockey stick of Al Gore, but of course the upward swing there dwarfs what Al Gore's picture does of the hockey stick, which is fraudulent. But it's not fraudulent when you realize they've tripled the monetary base here in just a matter of a few months.
That is correct, and people are beginning to realize that gold is the currency, and I tell many of my customers, you know, they're concerned because for so many years they've been conditioned to believe that gold has been a commodity and not a monetary vehicle, not a currency, and basically all they're doing is they're getting rid of these fiat dollars that they hold and putting it into a different type of a currency, but it is still a currency. It is not a commodity. It's not a paper vehicle. It is a true promise to pay, and they're beginning to understand what the difference is, although have still been a little bit concerned about putting all of their wealth into gold, because it has been a long-term conditioning that they have to change, and but many of them are certainly beginning to do that.
And I think that people really have to understand that if gold were of no use, why are all the central banks of the world hanging on to their gold now? Certainly they sell it, but have you ever noticed when they sell, you know, 30 tons? Did you ever ask who's buying that 30 tons of gold? And it's probably another central bank that just sold some the year before. The whole idea is it's a scam. Try to convince the people that fiat money is as good as gold, but the central banks hang on to their gold. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom talking about what's going on. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Melody, are you getting more calls, do you think, in this last couple of weeks? Because gold's really been going up. Gold moved up very well this last 2 weeks. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, you should see what the coin prices are doing. They're going absolutely crazy, and absolutely people the past couple of weeks. Unfortunately, it takes a pretty steep rise in gold in order to get people motivated to buy. They they kind of become a little relaxed when the price of gold is perhaps steady at any given point, and certainly through the holidays we saw that. But the end of January and the first couple of weeks of February, it certainly has changed as we see gold approach and touch 980. And some of the coin prices in the past year, back in May of last year, we had gold prices hit 900. And since then, a lot of the $20 gold pieces are up 50, 60, 65% in that same time frame. So we had a $70, $80 move in gold, and the $20 gold pieces have just been unbelievable. And there's shortages, but there's enough of them to supply the needs of the people. And when you have a situation like that in the law of supply and demand, it will jump the coin prices double and triple what the spot gold will be. In so many years, $20 gold pieces received a bad reputation. And I always said it wasn't the coins that had that did wrong. It was the dealers who sold them, and they just kept selling them in times when they shouldn't have, with the high commissions rate. Nobody made any money on them. I have a gentleman looking to sell back they're fairly rare coins. They're nothing real rare. And back in 1998-99, he told me, and I bid one price out on a coin, and he's losing money on it. And this is back in 98 where we saw gold go down to 250, and here we are at 980. So it's situations like that, and it's not the coin. It was certainly the dealer who sold him the coin, and of course he got involved in a coin that he shouldn't have been in. So in those situations, coins can get a bad reputation, but if you do it right, you can do very well.
Well, what does it say a $20 gold piece go for right at the present time with gold up pushing 980?
They're running $1,700 plus.
$1,700 for a $20 gold piece?
In a mint state 61 condition.
Now, but mint state really isn't, I mean, is that, what is that, what do you call it, MS 60 or what?
It is mint state 61. It is the lower end of the scale, and even some of the mint state 64 St. Gaudens, they're selling at, you know, $1,900. And these are the coins that have gone up 50-56% since May of last year.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Our guest is Melody Cedars from NOAA. I had no idea that the coins have gone up that dramatically.
Yes, they have. And it's, well, you've had shortages, and bullion coins were difficult to get. And so, you know, a lot of focus has been on the $20 gold pieces. But the gold pieces are doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and they're certainly doing it in the time in which they're to do it. So, I mean, you had 64 $20 liberties, you know, 9 months ago were selling for, you know, $1,600-$1,700. They're like $2,600 now, $2,500-$2,600. So, they're certainly performing, and they haven't peaked. They have a long way to go.
All right, fine. Well, of course, these are strange times. Most people do not understand. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the value of our currency. They know exactly what they're doing. They've come up with this $787 billion so-called, we call it a spending bill. They call it a stimulus bill, but it's really a massive spending bill. But it's not going to solve the problem. Then they talk about another $1 to $2 trillion they're going to have to put out to actually rescue the banks. And then, of course, they're talking another $250 billion to try to stop the cascading fall of homes across America. But, of course, that's not going to stop the problem. The whole world financial system is collapsing. So, basically, what are you hearing? I'm sure you've got your ear to the ground just like I do. Tell me what the news is you're getting.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, these two bills that have been passed, the bailout bills, that's the cell phone going off, my apologies for that music in the background, if you hear it. But these bills, I believe, is just, no one's concentrating on the over $9 trillion that has been thrown at this problem in various situations, in various areas in the financial system. you know, we focus on the first TARP, we focus on this, and certainly it's a lot of money, and it's a lot of funds, and it's a lot of taxpayers' money. But over $9 trillion so far has been allotted.
And I think that's really so vitally important. And I hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll go to my website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com and pull down my November 2008 newsletter. November 2008, we simply take the figures that the Federal Reserve Bank put out. And as of the end of November of last year, they've put out, or they've either given, promised, or lent $7.4 trillion, trillion dollars, and then subsequently, of course, they let out, probably going right up to $9 trillion, and then, of course, with this new bailout, where we're probably talking, you know, close to $10 trillion, and this is just the beginning. They're talking about the federal debt. The federal deficit for the year 2009 is probably going to be, well, they'll admit, to $1.2 trillion before this $800 billion, $787 billion, and let's call it socialist spending bill. It really is not going to solve the problem at all because it doesn't address the problem. It doesn't address the cause of the problem. And only 10% of that is for jobs, and most of those jobs aren't going to be available for a couple of years. And the material that's going to be used in the steel and the other material used will be coming from China because, of course, the Senate and the House said, you know, buy American, it's got to be buy American, and Obama said it's got to be buy American as long as it goes along with our existing laws which ensure buying from China. So we're going to create a lot of jobs over in China, but we're not going to create jobs here in America, and they're simply lying to the American people. And where is the outrage? Why, of course, I think most people are just hoping against hope things are going to get better. But, of course, hope is totally futile when you have people who have an agenda. And that agenda is to destroy our economic system and use the opportunity to bring in, as Henry Kissinger said, it is January 12th, 2009 article in the International Herald Tribune. You could pull it down off the Internet. The title is A Chance for a New World Order. And he said, this gives us an opportunity to establish a new economic order, a new financial order, a new international era, and it's all about world government. That's why they've created the problem, and they're moving rapidly in that direction. Well, certainly, Melody, you know, we're seeing the price of gold going up, the price of silver is going up, but certainly not as well as gold. Why do you think that silver is lagging behind gold at the present time?
Well, it's my opinion that after 1964, once they eliminated silver from the coinage, it became an industrial metal. And I believe there's a lot of, as we go through these, as you see industry decline, you're going to have pressure on the commodities. Gold is not a commodity, it is a currency. And but silver carries more of a commodity than a currency at this point in time. It will follow gold. It will do very well. But the whole system, the whole world, whatever they do, it's going to be based on gold. And I believe all the commodities will do well as we go into as inflation begins to creep into the system, you'll begin to see the other metals do much better also. But they will be limited to the impact of the industry slowing down to such a degree that they'll have caps on them. Silver will follow gold. I think it will eventually turn and become more of a monetary asset just like gold is, but at this point in time it's still industry geared.
Well, I think so too. I think that it's very interesting. Platinum's moving up. It's certainly nowhere near as high as it was, but it's moving up right along with gold and silver. And people are getting out of their paper assets. At least people are knowledgeable and beginning, of course, to buy. What do you hear about China and the oil producing countries? Are they going into gold as well?
People around the world are going into gold, and we hear from around the world from emails and so forth that product is difficult to be purchased. Just like the $20 gold pieces, you know, many of our these coins come from the European countries, and my buyers told me, you know, 10-15 years ago, they could walk into a bank and walk out with 50 bags of coins. He says, now we basically have to go to 50 banks to get a bag of coins. So everybody is purchasing coins. Countries around the world, many of them, maybe not so much Europe, but they've all had a taste of a currency debasement. They've all had a currency exchange and problems with the fiat currencies, and so they're certainly aware of the value of gold. You have China that is continuing to buy our debt, and I think with what you said earlier, you know, with the stimulus bill will increase purchases from China, and I think that's part of the deal. You know, our money will go into our infrastructure and the increase in demand for the commodities, the steel and so forth, which will come from China, and China knows this. You know, I think that's why they're continuing to buy our debt, so because they're looking out for them, and you know, they want a piece of that chunk in an indirect way. So, you know, we don't have to hand it to them, you know, with a check. We can do it through trade and purchasing everything from them.
And I think it's really so, it's important that Americans understand that the Chinese want to protect their country. They want to protect their financial base. They want to protect their production. The leaders of the American country, and I'm speaking now of the globalists, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the group of 30 there, the people who really run our country, there's less than 5,000 of them. They have no interest at all in protecting American industry. They have been doing everything they can to encourage American manufacturing and industry to move offshore, because what they really want to do is lower the living standards of the American people and to redistribute the wealth of the middle class to other countries. They want to rise up, increase the price of electricity. There's no reason electricity is as expensive as it is. They've created this whole problem because they want to impoverish our people. The average American find that impossible to believe. I mean, who in their right mind would want to do that? Then the answer is quite simply, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. These people have a different agenda and a different goal, and their loyalty is not to America, but to the internationalist dream. And, you know, in fact, it was last Sunday on 60 Minutes where they were interviewing a fellow who ran a steel plant. And he was saying, you know, he was all in favor of this the stimulus bill because there was a provision in it by American. And Leslie Stahl, who was interviewing him, said, indignantly, why, you are a protectionist. And he sort of backed down, you know, well, I'm not a protectionist. I just don't think that all of these concepts of globalism, that taking down tariff barriers, they just don't work in the real world. But what he should have said was, yes, I am a protectionist, and I assume you're a globalist who wants to destroy this nation. Is that right, Leslie? He didn't have the, you know, he wasn't nasty enough or impolite enough to do it, but it was just, it's well worthwhile watching, if you can, that interchange. Because Leslie Stahl was trying to intimidate him because he wanted to protect jobs in America, and the people who could pay her salary, the people who control CBS, who are part of this whole occult complex dedicated to world government, hate American sovereignty, and that's what it's all about. That's why they don't want Buy America. You know, they don't want the products produced here. They want them produced overseas so they can redistribute the wealth of the American people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We are witnessing, I think, probably one of the most dangerous, frightening, and yet, of course, exciting times in my lifetime. And the reason, of course, it's exciting is because you can see the hand of God in everything that's going on. We're told that terrible times are coming. We're told there's coming a time where, of course, you'll neither buy nor sell. That's the mark of the beast, or be known by the number of his name. They want to take us into an electronic currency if they can. They want to control every aspect of our lives. They want to kill off most of the people in the world. There really are people who have a different worldview. We'll be right back and welcome your calls at Radio Liberty. Well, right now we've got Mike calling in from Santa Cruz. And hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
It's only a matter of time before, of course, we completely destroy the value of our currency because before the hyperinflation comes in. Now, we are in a process, really, more or less, of deflation, although the price of oil is beginning to go up artificially. The price of oil is down, but the price of gasoline is going up. They're creating artificial shortages because they're just closing down the refineries to create the shortages. But you can't let the American people know that because that's against the law. But, of course, you see, I have to understand the people who control our oil companies, and both Exxon and Chevron, the two major companies here in the United States, are all Rockefeller-controlled, and they control much of the banking, Chase Manhattan, now J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, and Citigroup. They all tie into this small little group that's been around for 100 years, that 100 years ago was playing the same games they're playing today. Well, Melody, if somebody was to call you and ask you what to do, what would you tell them?
get out of their paper currencies and get into gold. And we do things a little bit differently here than most companies. And it's even as busy as we are in the increase of phone calls that we have, we do take the time to help educate people. And people do have to be patient and understanding everything. And we take a look at the person as a whole. We kind of personally put a portfolio together that suits their needs, what's suitable for them. Even though the gold products, there's so many there, but we'll try to adjust it based on their investment objectives, what their budget is, what they already have in gold and silver, and we try to add to that. We always try to build a foundation first. It's important to gain as much gold as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean that you can't spend a little bit more for a quality coin, but you have to be a little bit diversified. And then you build that foundation, and then you just keep adding to that. You just keep building onto it. Because, folks, there isn't anything else out there. I mean, if there was something that I thought was better than gold, I'd probably be the first one to tell everyone. But there just isn't anything. People want to keep what they have. We can't look at profits to be gained. That's for the future. That's going to come. That's just sort of the icing on the cake. The main thing is we need to preserve what we have. And that's what gold and silver can do for you. So we gear portfolios based on the suitability of each customer.
Well, you talk about wanting to maintain what you have, which reminds me of that wonderful quotation from Richard Russell, who's probably older than I am. He's been around ever since I can remember. And I remember this. I got started back in 1962, and Richard Russell was one of the pundits at that time. But Richard Russell said something that I think everybody should consider. He said, you know, in what's going on today, it's he who loses the loose. He who loses the least wins. He who loses the least wins. And rather than he who makes the most wins, it's he who loses the least wins. Because so many people said they had their money in the stock market, and they lost 40 to 45% of their value. And they're sitting waiting for the stock market to come back again, because that's what the pundits tell them. It's only a matter of time before we hit bottom, and then the market comes back again. Well, I think the market's got a long way to drop after that. And then, of course, you're going to be dealing in dollars. And, of course, dollars are going to lose their value. They're going to progressively lose their value. And I fear very much that most of the people who have invested in their 401ks and their IRAs or certainly are expecting to get a good pension from their union, or from the company that they've worked for, or in for a big problem, because certainly those corporate pension plans have lost a lot of money. People are, you know, invested in insurance, but the insurance companies have lost a lot of money. They're having to go to the government asking for bailouts so that they can maintain their solvency. And, of course, as this whole thing goes on, the government creates more and more and more money and expands the monetary base, soon, why, of course, money becomes worthless. It has happened in every society down through all time that has turned into a fiat money system. Our leaders know exactly what they're doing, but the American people keep clamoring for more and more, just like the other people in every other country where you have inflation. And so what do? Well, they print more money, and things may get better for a little while. But then, of course, you haven't got any more production. You've just got a lot more money out there. And when things equalize, they've got to print more money. And then more money. And more bailouts. And more TARP funds. And, you know, and more funds to bail out the housing industry, and more funds to bail out the insurance companies. And pretty soon, why money goes to its true value. This is zero. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And certainly, Melody, Now, what about what are the various ratings on gold coins? There's something called they call them almost uncirculated, or what are the ratings before you get up into the MS60 and all those things?
Coins below mint state 60 are circulated coins, and you can have the very fines, extra fines, AUs, almost uncirculated, about uncirculated. You can have the brilliant uncirculated, and you can go up into the commercial uncirculated. And these are all coins that are not slab. They're not put into their little cases and certified. Some of your older, rare coins, of course, can be certified like an AU55 or a VF38, but usually you only find that in your more rarer coins. But your common dated circulated coins you'll find in the groupings of the extra fines and the AUs. I usually will call them my opinion coins because eventually they'll probably be the only things available to be purchased, and at that point in time it's okay to buy them. But as long as you have a choice, you get to pick the cream of the crop. And so, but these are opinion coins. When you go to sell them back, the value is based on the person that you're selling them to. It is his opinion of the value of that coin. You have nothing to say what grade that coin is. So you can have a dealer selling you AU $20 gold pieces, but once you sell it back to someone else, they're going to say, well, gee, Mrs. Jones, that's really only a very fine coin, so you know you're going to get maybe a $50 above spot for it, and you're going to say, well, no, I paid AU, and he's going to say, well, you know, I'm telling you this is a very fine, and you have no argument. You have nothing to base it on. You don't have the experience. So, and you can see a big swing of a couple of hundred dollars between those different grades. So it's very important, as long as the spreads between the circulated ones and the uncirculated ones are not too great, continue to buy the certified coins, even in the low grades, because that way you have a coin that is guaranteed to be it is what it is.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. And Melody, I'd like you to go ahead and get your telephone number and website out. Again, our number here, if you'd like to talk to Melody, if you have any question about what's going on today, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Melody, let's get your number and let's get your webpage out.
The telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And you do have to spell out the A-N-D for discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, it's an 800 number, and I know that recently, well, of course, I've called Melody a couple of times, and I have a hard time getting through. You're getting so many calls, but you've got a very nice lady who answers the call and the telephone. You always get back to us fairly promptly.
Well, you know, we try, and sometimes we, you know, might not be as prompt as we should be, but we try. But it takes a lot of time to educate people, and that's what we do differently. We don't, you know, push one type of coin to everybody. And when you talked about the circulated coins, and again, it's the suitability. You know, based on someone's situation, they might very well be suitable. But we don't sell that one type of coin to everybody. We look at what's really important, because I can tell you, Dr. Stan, all our customers, they're doing very well in their portfolios. And even though we've had, we're off the lows of gold of 1,030, and people purchased at that level. If they purchased $20 gold pieces, they're still making money. If they purchase gold bullion, they're still not far away. We certainly will see gold rise considerably higher than 1,030. We just have to be patient. And so they're doing very well. So it's very important to buy what's suitable for you. And that's the key. The key is buying the right coins for you. And it's not what the dealer thinks. It's not what they think you should have in your portfolio. Our job is to, you know, kind of help you make the right decision. And I don't know of anyone else that does that.
Well,
we're
I'll tell
kind
you
of
what,
proud of that.
I'll tell you what, there's an awful lot of sharks out there in the water, and I get material, all information all the time from people. You know, we're going to the high-pressure salesmen, and, you know, you're sort of intimidated. They seem to know a lot more about it than you do, but you've got to shop around. You've got to go to people who've got a good reputation. Reputation in the gold business and, of course, in talk radio is really the most important thing you have. Well, right now, of course, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and let's go to Mark, who's calling us from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi, Mark. How are you hearing us? Are you hearing us on shortwave or on the Internet?
On the Internet, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the second hour isn't on the shortwave, so do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. I bought gold a while back, and I may be, because of my circumstances, forced to sell a little earlier than I had wanted to, and at the time I bought it, I bought what I thought was a rare coin. These are the $5 Liberties, and, you know, trying to avoid confiscation if that was going to be an issue. But anyway, I guess my question is, what is the process when it would come time to sell back to a dealer? You just mentioned, that you have to determine the grade, and do I physically send you a couple samples of the coins and then get a quote from you, or how does that work?
Are they certified coins or are they circulated?
They're not certified, but they are not.
They're not in a plastic container. Each one with a plastic container and number on it.
That's right.
It?
No, they're not each in a plastic container. Oh, right. They came in a container.
Usually, one of the first questions I'll ask is who you bought them from. You don't have to tell me on the air, but that's the first question because I know my competitors. I know what they send out. We all buy from the same people, so you hear and you hear from customers what they receive. So that'll be the first thing I ask. I will quote you a price based on, if someone said I bought AUs, I'll quote you an AU. If they're received and they're AUs, I will pay you that. But it will be open if they're received and they're truly not AUs and they're much, more of a slick or a worn out coin, then we'll adjust it. If there's damage to the coin or anything like that, then it will be adjusted. That's the whole point. You need to build a relationship with one dealer. And that way you don't have to worry about these things. Because then all you have to do is call me. I'll lock in the prices. You send the coins to me. When the coins are received, we send out a check or we'll bank wire. So it's a very quick and fast process. But if you want to sell your $5 Liberties, pretty much if you tell me who they call me, tell me who you bought them from, and I can probably tell you, a pretty good estimate of what they are. But basically what you get in the beginning is an estimate until they're actually received.
Okay, and then I suppose if you didn't like the estimate, you could always send them back again. But hopefully, but basically, of course, if there's any way you could not sell them at the present time, if there's any way you could hang on to this,
I want to hang on to it as long as I can.
Right, I would certainly do that, because I really think that gold is beginning to actually move and move up very, very nicely, and so if you can hold off a month or two, you may do a lot better in a few months than you would
do
today.
Absolutely, yes.
Anything else you want to say, ask Mark?
No, I think that does it. Would you agree that it's smarter at this point to buy these semi-collectible, or I guess they are collectible coins? These are the prior to 1933, I think it is, or these are the older $5 Liberties. Is that an important issue, or today is confiscation not an issue today? Can we just go ahead and buy bullion and not worry about it, or?
You know what? That's a personal decision. I don't use confiscation as a fear tactic so people buy a particular coin. I think the information and the knowledge of confiscation is important when people are making a decision in purchasing their coins. And it's up to you to decide how important it is for you. I mean, so you have to put all of these together when making the decision of what coins to purchase. I have customers who 100% want coins that would be non-confiscatable. I have other customers who want a mix. I have other customers who have nothing but bullion. And so, again, it's my decision to listen to what you have to say, to listen to what's important to you. The most important thing is you get gold, and then we try to decide what's the best coin for you.
And I think, Gregory, what you want to do is diversify, because we don't know what the future holds. Okay?
And I guess just one final question, if I could. What about the logic of buying silver just because if things got bad and you really had to, I mean, literally trade with your neighbors, the dollar amount would be smaller and more practical if you had silver coin as opposed to
a larger amount? I think it's okay to have some silver. I mean, my breakdown is 80% gold, 20% silver. Again, based on what you're putting into the market, if someone's putting in a lot of funds into the market, well, 20% can be a lot of silver, and I don't think it's necessary. I don't believe in putting all your funds into silver because it's just too volatile. And it's going to be all about gold. It is about gold. Gold will play a very important part in the world finances. We just don't know how much or into the degree. But it is a very important part. It is the only way that I see that you can preserve what you have during these
times. Is it your opinion that the New World Order, as they roll out this global monetary system, that it will be a gold-backed system that they'll be proposing?
I think gold will play a part of it. I think it'll continue to be like a basket of currencies, possibly, where they'll throw gold. They need to stabilize these global currencies. They're all fiat. You have a global trade system, and you have all these imbalances. It has to be stabilized. The only thing really that's out there to stabilize it is gold. So I believe they'll throw it into the basket to stabilize these currencies. They probably will issue some sort of a trade unit. The U.S. dollar will be replaced as the world reserve currency. What that is, we don't know. But it will have to, I do believe it has to be involve gold. I mean, there was trading units of gold prior to the war. So, yeah, I think we'll go back to something like that. I mean, so much what's going to happen, we don't know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes, and, we're going to have to change as we go along and these things come upon us. And because no one has a crystal ball and can and write down in consecutive order what's going to happen and be 100% right on it. But I do believe gold will play an important part. And, yes, I do believe there will be a global unit for trade.
And, of course,
all right, well, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And remember, just diversify. I mean,
yes.
Diversify,
okay.
Diversify. God bless. Thanks so much. And my telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Gregory, who's calling from Carmel. Hi, Gregory. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
I had a question for you. How deeply invested in gold and silver are you?
Well, I don't talk about my own finances over the air, but I believe that what Melody is saying is absolutely true. How's that?
And I assume that you've read into Ron Paul's writings, Gold, Peace, and Prosperity.
Yes, I have, certainly. And we even published some of his material. Some of the hearings there, the House Banking Committee hearings, and, of course, his remarks. And we have this little pamphlet, The Wisdom of Ron Paul, which we recommend very much. We think Ron Paul is, certainly, if you read what he says, it just makes good common sense.
Yes, and there is a website where his books are available free to download that can be Googled. I have a question for your guest. Is she aware of the, competitor sites, Swiss America, American Metals Exchange, Lear Capital? Sometimes hear them advertised.
I am aware of the competitors, yes. Mm-hmm.
And why are you asking that, Gregory?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. I was looking around.
All right, fine. Well, I've dealt with some of the others, and I certainly am. That's why I recommend Melody. Okay, let's leave it at that. You don't want to say nasty things about people, but sometimes people are not well, they're pretty slick talkers, but when push comes to shove, they're not very honest. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but I suggest that if you're going to do anything, shop around, but be absolutely certain, and you have to trust the people you're dealing with on something like this, especially if you're going to get anything that other than just simply bullion gold. What do you think about just buying bullion gold coins at this point, Melanie?
There's nothing wrong with bullion gold coins. In fact, I recommend if you're buying the $20 gold pieces, it's all certified, but you should have gold bullion coins, you know, to kind of hedge yourself. But again, it comes back, I have customers who don't want any bullion coins. They just want the $20 gold pieces. So again, it's back to the suitability. And you know, if someone comes to me with $5,000, I will probably recommend gold bullion coins because it doesn't make sense for them to pay, you know, $1,700 for a coin, because that sort of defeats the purpose of purchasing as much gold as possible for your dollars. But if you're looking to purchase, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 plus, well, you know, then you can go ahead and you have the room to go ahead. So again, it's common sense. It's, I keep things basic, simple, logical, and you can't go wrong if you keep those. It's when your judgment gets clouded by the promises of of your coins being non-confiscatable, and the promises, heck, half the coins they sell out there that tell you that they wouldn't be confiscated probably would be, because they all use the date pre-1933. And it's my opinion, and it doesn't matter what date's on the coin, because they have a ruling, and it's written where a definition of a numismatic coin is coins that are valued at 50% above the melt value. That's the definition of a numismatic coin by the IRS. So if you go back to the executive order of 33, it says coins of rare and unusual value, which has to have a premium. You put the two together. So if you're looking at a Swiss franc or a foreign gold piece or a $5 commemorative coin, it's basically based on melt value. It has no rare and unusual value, and they certainly don't sell back at more than 50% of the melt value. It's not what they sell it to you, because, yeah, a lot of these commissions are 30, 40, and 50%, but it's what the coin sells back on the market is the 50% melt value. So that's my opinion. So,
now, what about buying AU or extra fine? Is there a good place? Is there a place for that?
Well, you know, they call them non-confiscatable. But if you base it on the 50% of the melt value, the bid price today is not there. You know, so to me, they could fall under the confiscation guidelines.
Well, are these confiscation guidelines still in place, or are these the ones they had back in the 30s?
There isn't anything in place that tells you exactly what would and wouldn't be. But anything that the government does is all in the gray. You kind of have to go back to logic, common sense, and you have to put things together. So, you know, so I added one and one and came out to my team. They can change any law. They can, you know, they can do whatever they want. So we can only do the best that we can do.
Well, because the idea of associating logic with what the government does, I mean, that's
not logic with what they do. It's logic what we do.
Right.
And with putting together the... I mean, but you're right.
I mean, the government can't even put together an analysis of the money they spend. The GAO has pointed out year after year the government can't account for where most of their money goes. Certainly, we know the Defense Department's lost a couple of $1 trillion. They spent $125 billion to build up the infrastructure over there in Iraq. They have no idea where the money went. And they've lost hundreds of thousands of weapons. How could you lose hundreds of thousands of weapons in Iraq? But they've managed to do it.
Yeah.
And, of course, and then they're telling us that they're going to determine what the best type of health care is for us and how we're going to remain healthy, and yet we have one of the lowest standards of health care. I mean, certainly there are many other countries where the longevity of the people is much higher than it is here in the United States, but they don't want the American people to know that because government's is supervising our health. Well, I want government to get out of my life. I want to be free. And you can't have a government that monitors you and controls you and provides for you from the cradle to the grave and have any element of freedom. Melody, once more, I want you to get your telephone number and your webpage out.
The telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. Of course, Melody's on the front lines of this battle, and she's got a lot of clients around, and they seem to be happier, because I would certainly hear if they weren't. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
That are friends, but and the hardest thing in the world would be to call them, which I have done, and just say, we can't have you on our programs anymore. Because, of course, of the way you've treated some of our listeners. So we try to do the best we can for our listeners. We have an obligation to them. And, of course, we depend upon them to help us maintain the network of stations we have all across America. Well, of course, we hope that many of you want to get some of the books and items that we're carrying. We have this great new book. It's called Target Patton. It's the story of the plan to murder General Patton. And they did murder General Patton. I have no question at all. I've heard the rumors of this for years. But, of course, the people in charge have no concern over human life. I'm sure this is true because I actually have another book written by Major General Pedro Daval. He was a four-star Marine general who writes about how he was approached by Harlan Cleveland, the Council on Foreign Relations. He doesn't mention the CFR, but Harlan Cleveland asked to get on the staff over in Japan, General MacArthur, to discredit General MacArthur and disrupt what was going on. They try to get a four-star Marine general to discredit General MacArthur. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I guess maybe he's lucky they didn't set out to kill him like they did with Patton. Do they kill people? Yes, if you haven't heard our four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, or got the book that goes with that, An Affair of State by William Pepper. You need to get that. We have it. It's unique. There's nothing like it. You want to get into the background of the USS Liberty, how they sent a ship with 280-some American sailors and servicemen on board, and they were sent over by the Sinai back in the 1967 war. They want them all killed. They wanted the ship sunk and everybody, all the survivors killed, and of course, fortunately, God intervened, and they couldn't destroy the ship, even with the planes and the torpedo boats and the special forces people they sent there to kill them. Once again, God intervened, and the ship survived, although people were all threatened with imprisonment or death, you know, if they ever told anything, the truth about what happened. It took 20 years before any of them would come forward and tell the truth. We've got a great four-tape set. We have a DVD. We have a great video. We have a syllabus. The whole thing is the Liberty Special. We recommend it to you. Information you're not going to get elsewhere. We have great information on the assassination of President Kennedy, including an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald and certainly the interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, who tells about the meeting the night before where they planned the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Oh, there's so much of it, information available at Radio Liberty. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can get our information, pull it down, and you can watch our DVDs, many of them. You can actually listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. You can watch the YouTube. We have a lot of links to YouTube, the little short videos that we think are important. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there, if you have not already made your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, if you would like to get, you know, a catalog on the long-term food products that carried by Ready Reserve, if you'd like to get information on the Berkey water filters you'll need to be able to purify water if this system begins to break down, the health products you should have on hand, and we have good supplies on hand and keep them in the refrigerator, if you're going to store them for a long period of time. And then, of course, we hope you'll understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. Make sure you have a proper relationship with our Lord. And then, of course, we also suggest that people go ahead and get the DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone on the final countdown. The final countdown. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision.